The Independence Day weekend has almost arrived, meaning many hot dogs will sizzle on many grills. Sports commentator Frank DeFord thinks there's a few too many hot dogs.
Ah, our magnificent Independence Day approaches, the 4th of July, flags flying, the old red, white, and blue, patriotic parades, family picnics, fireworks, and, the Nathan's Famous International Hot Dog Contest. Can you believe it? The most celebrated event on the glorious 4th is now a stuff-your-face, disgusting eating derby. And so, by the power vested in me by the Federal Communications Commission, I offer dispensation for all NPR listeners with weak stomachs to turn your radio dial to something tasteful, like, say, Howard Stern, for the next couple of minutes as we digest this upsetting news. How did this gross display of gluttony become an all-American favorite on the very day we celebrate our sacred freedom? How did jamming hot dogs in your pie hole become accepted as a sport? Did you know that the eaters competing for the Yellow Mustard International Belt are actually called gastro-athletes? ESPN, which knows no shame, is shamelessly showing this fine example of American exceptionalism to a world hungry for a taste of our American way. Thus do we even make pornography of sport. But oh, how different it used to be. Remember when our founding fathers would all foregather each 4th of July and go watch holiday doubleheaders? But the greedy national pastime doesn't schedule twin bills anymore, therefore ceding the day to piggishness. I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy is now, he's a Coney Island stuffer. And my fellow Americans, it gets worse, because Takeru Kobayashi, the erstwhile champ, has been banned by MLE, that's Major League Eating. He will be speed-ingesting frankfurters at a rooftop restaurant in Manhattan next to a large TV screen showing the certified Coney Island contestants. This is glutton creep of the worst kind. And this hot dog cramming only serves to give the noble wiener a bad name. In fact, when I see nitwits gorging themselves on hot dogs, it turns my stomach away from that splendid all-American food stuff. Is that right? It's not the hot dog's fault that it's being abused by extremists. And it's a cliche, but true. Buttered popcorn doesn't improve its flavor in a movie theater. No matter where you drink champagne from a lady's slipper on New Year's Eve, it's the same sparkle. But when you eat a hot dog at a ballpark, it is somehow gloriously transmuted into a better-tasting morsel. But just one, please. Well, maybe two.
Commentator Frank Furter DeFord joins us each Wednesday from WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.